Makalagot kita naon. Grabe ka ba, Tos Bay? I didn't even apologize for this utter disrespect sa amo mga local sa Kamigin and to the Catholic community. You don't just come to our island and start disrespecting whatever it is that you see fit sa imong contents. This is a sacred place. Daw na mis brother, it's impossible for him to not know that every person should respect people's religious beliefs. Especially since wala man na nanghilabot nimo, wala man na nangunsa sa imo. Inanak na isapto nga pamatasan. And if wala gig kay batasan, at least be scared of the law, no? Offending religious feelings is a criminal offense. I thought he knew that by now. Kay na-call out naman na siya sa pag-ihi sa tarp ni Kibuloy. So, nag-upload siya public apology. That's why for me, this isn't a mistake anymore. It's his character. Dili ang suportaan ba? Excusable siguro if he's really mentally ill. But I know as a content creator myself, we upload contents which did not really show the entirety of our personal lives. People only see what we choose to show. So kabalo ko din na siya buang, na na siya ibuot. And don't get me wrong ha, I do believe people are capable of character development. Pero asa man ang iya? So unta na this time, nakalaran na gid si brother, ba nga waray siya na mauna, brother na gid siya. Ako personally ganahan ko sa iya mga contents, gakalingaw ko. So lahi rin ang disappointment no, if nag-support ka sa tao na inanha. Manang is true what they say nga, never meet your idols. Kaya ma-disappoint ragi ka. So, huwag yung shake hands, ani. Ang pabisita mo ganyan sa Kamigin, murag na-meet na po na ko siya because of this connection. Kamigin is dear to me. It's my hometown. Kanan Stations of the Cross? It's part of my life. Kana yung gitungtungan. Every year, wa po'y bakit ka sa pagsaka di ako na balag ka po'y usakit tiil, saka sa bukid, para kang Jesus. It's my spiritual pilgrimage. Kanang love ito ni mo si Jesus niya makita ni mga gibastos, ra. Tudi ko sa puto na thousands of devotees visit the island every holy week kay manaad para magpray. Ay, tutungan lang niya, ma'am. Sorry kay guys, naglagod ko ha. Mula kabantay, bitaw mo, I already stopped making staff talk series ng content kay gataro nagigugus pila. So, wala na ko'y oras para maghimo sa mga ingana. Pero kani nga issue, nagahinan ginako nig oras da in the midst of our final exam season para manawagan ba sa ubang content creator nga dili na to himuong normal ang pagkabastos. Especially anything related sa reliyon. Di ba maungga ka-distribute ato mga content sa mga netizens kay creative ta? So, dili ta bugok. Which means we are capable of discerning what's right or wrong. So, let's assess our contents first if it crossed any line. Makita mo na na to if it's borderline disrespectful na. Your contents should pass tests like, is this content against the law? Will this content offend anyone who doesn't deserve to be offended? Will this not spread hate or contribute to a toxic society? Kay, as an influencer, especially ikaw ito, brother, sayang ka ayo. Like, kabalo ka, you have this implied responsibility na dili mag-influensya sa mga viewers nga okay na magbinastos. Tagkan na kayo ay batasan sa Pilipinas, ayo i-validate ang ilang pagkawalay batasan by normalizing it through your contents. Pag ito mga bago pod na vloggers or content creators pa be responsible sa inyong contents ay palabi sa kajijimon. Because, to be honest, the contents ang klaro nga sa'yo, but you uploaded it anyway, that's a reflection of how your mind works. A reflection of your character. Nan mo na. Panan ka nga batasan na content creator. Will your parents be proud that they're the ones who brought you to this world?